Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello, and welcome to this June Qigong session. I can't quite believe it's June already, but there we are, it is. So we're going to sort of carry on from what we did last month. So last month we did the first nine Shibashi exercises, or the first nine exercises from Shibashi set one as an intermittent flow. So this session is going to be the second nine exercises, so the back nine as it were, again as an intermittent flow. So we'll be doing three exercises, then pausing just to feel that energy flowing in our bodies, and then going back, and then, you know, backwards and forwards as it were. So as always, we'll just start with a gentle warm-up. So just tapping your head. Just waking up all the meridians that run through the head. Then tapping one shoulder, it doesn't matter which one because we will be doing both of them. Doing the same on the other side. And then down the inside of the arm. And down to the fingertips if possible, but otherwise it's going as far as you can, and up the outside. You're just repeating that in your own time for a few rounds. Doing one more down and up. And then swapping sides and doing the same on the other arm. Down the inside, up the outside. One more down and up. And then when you finish that, just coming across to the chest area. Down towards the stomach. The lower abdomen. Then down the outside of the legs. And up the inside. If you can go all the way down to your toes or your ankles, that's fine. But if you can't, as I say, just always work within your own range of movement. And as always, you can be seated or standing doing your warm-up and the exercises. Just doing one more down and up. And then just taking the backs of the hands just to the kidney area. To the area known as Ming Men, which is on the one of the extraordinary meridians, the Jumai. It's around about the sort of in line with your belly button, but on your spine, as it were. And just very gently dropping your hands down by the side or in your lap if you're seated, if that feels more comfortable. And we're just going to just very gently turn our heads. Just making a nice small circle. Make it slightly bigger if you wish, or you can just remain as keeping it quite small. Doing one more in this direction, coming back to center, and then very gently turning your head, circling the opposite direction. Just doing one more. And then we're just going to turn from left to right. Doing that a few times just to start waking up the neck, vertebrae in the neck. One more on each side. We're just going to do some shoulder exercises. So we have two options. You can either do some nice big arm circles. If that doesn't feel very comfortable, you can push your hands forward and then push them up to the sky or to up to the, towards the ceiling. So whichever feels most comfortable for you, or you can do a combination. You can do a few rounds of the pushing forwards and pushing up, and you can do a few rounds of arm circles. So just changing direction if you're doing the arm circles, just doing a few more. And if you're still doing your pushing forward and pushing up, just doing a couple more. One last one of either, and then just bringing your hands down. So we're going to continue working our way down the spine. So we're just going to do a very gentle twist. Make your twist just nice and soft, just leaving the arms by the side and let them move in time with your body so that you're not actually controlling the arms. It's the movement of your body and the twist that's controlling the arms. Hoping that makes sense. And you can make your twist a little bit bigger if you want, which will help bring in sort of the vertebrae in the lumbar region. So just on the thoracic, the middle bit of the twist, the gentle twist, and we're just going to go to the lumbar if you want to make your twist a bit bigger. And then very gently, just coming back to center. Just putting your hands either on your hip points or on your buttocks, and then just doing very gentle, very small hip circles. And one more in this direction, coming back to center, changing direction. One more in this direction, back to center. If it feels comfortable to you to do some knee circles, bringing your feet together, just putting your hands so your fingers are on the outside of the knees and your thumbs are on the just on the inside, just above the knee, and then just very gently, small circles, one direction, coming back to center, and then a few circles in the other direction. Coming back to center, opening your feet up a little bit again. Just going to do some ankle circles. So just you can have your toes on the ground, just lifting your heels, or you can take your foot off the ground. That's obviously more of a balance. And then just turning your feet six times in one direction. And then when you've done that, just six times in the other direction. When you finish doing that, just putting your foot down. Make sure you're nicely balanced and transfer weight, and then doing the same on the other foot. Six in one direction and then six in the other direction. And we'll just finish by just scrunching our fingers and our toes up. So just opening them, opening your fingers and toes, and then just squeezing them in. So you're making a fist with your hands and opening them up, and then you're with your toes, you're just opening and closing them. Because we don't really exercise our fingers and our toes that much, so it's quite nice for them to get a bit of exercise. Just doing one more, and then just noticing how you're feeling. Okay, so we are now going to continue with the Shibashi. So our first exercise is going to be waving hands like cloud. But before we start that, let's just set ourselves up, get ourselves into Wuji, even though the first exercise is horse riding, but we'll come to that in a minute. Let's set ourselves up in Wuji. So feet between hip and shoulder width apart, just letting your knees unlock, allowing your spine to be nicely elongated, just rolling your shoulders forward and letting them drop back. So you've got that sense of space between your arms and your body. And then just allowing the crown of the head to face the universe or the sky or the heavens, whatever you want to call it. Just connecting your feet to the ground through kidney one, which is in the ball of the foot, and you're connected to the heavens through Jumai 20, which is in the crown of the head. And if you're seated, don't worry about the leg positions for this one. I'll talk you through a couple of the leg positions when we do several of the other exercises coming up. But obviously, your spine's nicely elongated, etc. Okay. So, like I say, we're doing hands as clouds. So, for that, it's traditionally done in horse riding. If you want to, you can do it in Wuji. If you're seated, then just ignore the leg exercises or the leg movement. So, we're going to start with one hand at chest level, but you're going to turn the hands upside down. So, the palm is actually facing your top elbow. And the other hand is going to be at about stomach level. Again, the palm is facing the direction of the top elbow. I'm just going to push in that direction. And then you're going to change hands. Come back in the opposite direction. Back. So when you change hands, you're just going to bring one hand up and one hand down. Very nice, gentle movement. If you want to, you can add the breath into it. So we inhale as we change, and we exhale en route. Actually, ignore that because we inhale as we change. And that's what I said, didn't I? And exhale en route. Or I say it's inhale as we change hands and exhale en route. And I can't even blame the heat for being slightly discombobulated, as it were. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. If you want to, you can shift weight from side to side if you're standing. Particularly if you're standing in horse riding, obviously your feet are slightly wider, so it's easier to shift weight. So we're just going to do one more in each direction. And then coming back to center when we finish. Just pausing for a couple of breaths. So the next two exercises, so we'll do three. The next two exercises are going to be in the bow stance or the front stance. So we have two ways we can do this. The first one is you can turn one foot out at roughly 45 degrees and take the other foot one step forwards. Some people find that quite comfortable. Other people prefer actually just keeping the foot that you were going to turn out 45 degrees, just keeping that facing forwards and then taking one foot, the other foot out slightly to the diagonal. So you're more on the diagonal than you are facing forward. So whichever one feels more comfortable for you. If you're seated, I would take one foot slightly further forwards as well, so you're not going to topple over as you move backwards and forwards, particularly you move forwards rather than backwards. So we're going to start with scooping from the sea and viewing the sky. Be very careful with your lower back with this one. So we're going to go down to about knee level with our hands. We're going to scoop some seeds. We're going to have one hand on top of the other. It doesn't matter which one. Taking your hands up. Going up above the head, turning the hands over so the palms are now facing downwards. And this is where you've got to be careful of your back. Don't arch your back if you've got a bad back. Just opening your hands to the side and then coming back and scooping the C. Bringing your hands up, opening them above your head, and then bringing them down to the side. So as we come up, the palms are facing up. And then, as we bring our hands over the head, the palms are now facing down, and then we open up and go to the side. So, if you want to add the breath, it's inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Yeah, staying a couple more on this side, doing two more on this side, and then when you finish that, come back to center, come back into Wuji, getting yourself nicely balanced, and then swapping sides and doing exactly the same on the other side. So scooping from the seat at about knee level or whatever feels comfortable for you. If you can only bend to up to thigh level, that's absolutely fine. Just whatever feels good for you. And then coming up and viewing the sky. So remember, inhale up, exhale down. Just doing some in time with your own breath. And two more. And when you finish second one, just coming back into Wuji. So our next one, which is playing with waves, again, we're going to be in that front stance or bow stance. So say whichever version you want, whether you're slightly to the diagonal, whether you're facing forwards. Obviously, if you're seated, you swap your feet halfway through like you do when you're standing. You're going to have the backs of the hands facing the chest. And we're just going to push forwards. So we're going to transfer our weight more or less center as we stand here. And then we're just going to transfer our weight forwards. And then just curling the fingers over and coming back. Pushing forwards. Coming the fingers over and coming back. Just doing a couple, and then I introduce the breath. So it's exhale as you push forwards, inhale as you come back, exhale pushing forwards, inhale coming back. Just doing a few more in time with your own breath. And if you wish, you can also move your feet. So you can either remain fully grounded or as you move forwards, you can lift your back heel. And as you pull back, you can lift your front toes. Let's say if that doesn't feel comfortable and you want to remain fully grounded, that's fine. And obviously, if you're seated, you're less likely to be to have that as much movement as you are when you're standing anyway. Just doing one more on this side. Coming back to center, making sure you balance before you change side. And then just recommencing the exercise. So the backs of the hands facing the chest and pushing forwards. On the exhale, coming back on the inhale. Just working in time with your own breath. I'll be quiet for a moment. Doing two more. And then just coming back into Wuji. And now we're going to go, we're doing the intermittent flow. So we're doing phase three, which is the flowing breeze, swaying willow. So for this, you're just standing or seated. And you're just letting your body move in whatever way it wants to. If you want to remain relatively still, that's fine. I know sometimes when I've done this exercise or when I do this intermittent flow or any intermittent flow, sometimes I want to move quite a lot. Other times I hardly want to move at all. So it's just whatever your body wants to do. And I'll be quiet for a few moments. You're moving, we're just going to come back into stillness. We're going to transition. Get ready for the next three exercises. So the next one is flying dove spreads its wings. This is another one that's in the bow stance or front stance. So whichever way you want to do, whether you want to face forwards or face the diagonal, just getting yourself in position. Remember, if you're seated, just move one leg slightly further forward, so your ankle and your knee aren't on top of each other underneath the knee, so it's pushed out slightly. So for the flying dove spreading its wings, we're going to start by pushing forwards and then just opening up to the side. Pushing forwards and opening up to the side. And you exhale as you push forwards and inhale as you come back in. And again, as with the playing the waves, you can move your feet. So you can, as you come back, you can lift your front toes, and as you move forward, you can lift your heels. Just doing one more on this side, coming back to center, and then swapping sides. Doing two more. And then coming back to Ruji. Next, we're punching with outstretched arms. So, with this one, it's traditionally done in horse riding. If you find that uncomfortable, then maybe going slightly wider than Wuji. If that's also uncomfortable, then just literally staying in Wuji. If you're seated, you can have your feet back to where they were, so the knees and the ankles stacked on top of one another. So whichever pose you're in, you're just going to loosely just curl your hands into a loose fist, and then resting them just at the bottom of the ribs. And we're going to push one hand forward. So the palms are facing upwards, slightly, well, the fingers are facing upwards. Turn it over, so they're now facing down. Turn it back up, and then bringing your hand back in. Pushing the other hand forwards, if say the fingers or the palms are pointing up, turning your hand over, turning it back, and then bringing it back in. So push forwards, turn, turn back, back to starting. Push forwards. Turn over, turn back, back to starting. Just doing a few more before we introduce the breath. Just exhale as you push forwards and inhale as you come back. Exhale as you push forwards and inhale as you come back. So as always, if it's a seems quite confusing to try and do the movements and the breath, just focus on the movements for the moment. Just seeing a few more in time with your own breath. And one more on each side. You can either stay in horse riding because the next exercise is in horse riding, or if you want to, you can come back into Ruji. So the next one is flying goose. There are several variations, so I'll give you the two variations that I think were probably most relevant for this session anyway. The first one is you're going to start with your hands by your side, and you're literally just going to bring your hands up to just above shoulder level, or your hands out to the side just above shoulder level. Again, if that doesn't feel comfortable, just going as high as feels comfortable for you. If having your arms outstretched doesn't feel comfortable, then have a bend in the elbow so you're not putting as much pressure on the shoulders. So say whichever one. And then just bring your hands down. Bring your hands up and down. So this is in horse riding. So if you want to, you can put a bit of a squat in as you come down. So that's one variation. And the other one is, if you want to challenge yourself a bit more, you can add a sort of a balance element just by coming up on toes as you bring your arms up and then coming back down and doing a slight squat as you bring your hands down. So up on toes and arms up and then coming down to a slight squat and arms down. So whatever feels comfortable to you. We're just going to do some rounds of this. Let's inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Doing two more. Then we'll be finished coming back into Bujee. And then we'll go again into that flowing breeze, swaying willow element of the intermittent flow. So I'll be quiet for the next couple of minutes just while we move, or not, depending on what your body wants to do. Very gently coming back into stillness, just getting ourselves ready to transition into the final three exercises of this second half of Shibashi set one. So the next exercise is called spinning wheels. Just be careful if you have high or low blood pressure. You don't have to bend so far forward with this one. If that's the case, just remain relatively upright and just remove your arms. So we're going to start with our arms just above the head, if that feels comfortable. Not quite totally outstretched, but just a little bit in the elbow. If that doesn't feel comfortable for your shoulders for whatever reason, or your arm mobility, then just having your hands maybe just about at head height. And we're going to be moving, I'm going to be moving to the left side. We're going to be taking the arms down to the left side, going down in front of the knees, and then up the right side. So going down the left side, in front of the knees, and up the right side. Like I say, just be very careful. If you're bending forward slightly and you have low or high blood pressure, just be careful as you come up. But this one has slightly unusual breath to movement, if you want to add that in. So we're breathing on the diagonal. So we exhale as we pass the left shoulder, and then we inhale as we come up past the right knee. So exhale as we come past the left shoulder and inhale as we come past the right knee. Just doing a few on this side in time with your own breath. So moving slowly and carefully and gently. Just doing one more on this side. Finishing with your arms either at head height or just above, and then we swap sides. So going the other way. So obviously we're going the other way. We're going to be exhaling past the right shoulder, inhale as you pass the left knee. Exhale, right shoulder, inhale, left knee. Just doing some rounds in time with your own breath. Be quiet for a moment or two while you do that. Just doing two more. Finishing with your hands just above your head or at head height, and then just low, turning your palms so they're facing down, and then just pushing your hands down in front of your body. So next, we're bouncing balls with steps. With this one, it is a balance exercise, or can be a balance exercise. So the idea is we're going across the body. So I'm going to be lifting my left foot. At the same time, I'll lift my left hand up and then just put it down. Now you can lift your foot totally off the ground with this one, or you can keep your toes on the ground and then just lift your heel, or you can keep your toes and the ball of your foot and just lift your heel. So depending on how you're feeling and what you know what your balance is like, you may find you're more balanced on one side than the other. So say it's opposite leg to hand, so left foot, right hand goes up and then goes down, and then right foot, left hand up and then down, and then repeating on the other side. If you're finding that for whatever reason you're finding going across the body and in the opposite side, it's really good for the brain, very good for the mind. You have to think, across the body, as it were, so it's doing it on separate sides. But if you find that it's too much of a challenge, then do it on the same side. I've seen that done as well. And then just build up to swapping sides. Well, not swapping sides so much, but doing it on the up, right hand, left foot sort of thing. So it's inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Depending on how, well, doesn't matter how high you lift your foot, it's quite very good for the hip flexors, this one. And if you find that your balance isn't that good, then doing it so either in a corner, so you've got a wall either side of you, or near a kitchen bench or a back of a couch or something. Something that you can hold on to if you need to. Be a windowsill or something. Inhale up, exhale down. Just doing one more on each side. And just pausing again at the bottom. The final exercise is usually done as one exercise, but when I was taught it, my teacher, his teacher, taught him as well. So when I was taught this one, it was split into two exercises. So one is for the Shen, which is the consciousness, and the other one's for the Yi, which is the thinking or the cognitive brain. So they both have the same starting movement, but what they have slightly differently is the finishing movement. So we're going to go towards the forehead, the throat, and then the heart. So the starting movement is the same. So we're going to start with arms fully extended. Obviously, if you're seated, that's not so you're going to have your arms on your lap. So arms fully extended, palms facing upwards. Start with your middle fingers touching, but you don't have to have them. You can just pull them slightly further apart. And you're just going to sort of come up in a slight semicircle. Just come up just in front of the body. And when you get towards the forehead, you're going to turn your hands in towards the forehead and your palms are facing down, and you're going to push down. Turn your hands over, bring them up towards the forehead. When you get to the forehead, you can touch your forehead if you want to, and then just push your hands down. And do a few more here. And two more here. Next time, we're going to take our hands up to the throat. So, we're going to start the same and palms facing up, and then turning them when they get to the throat, and then pushing down. So, the in breath is inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Just doing three more to the throat. Now we're going to the heart. Again, same inhale up and turn at the heart and push down. Inhale up, exhale down. Then just doing three more here. And pausing at the bottom, just for a couple of rounds of breath, and then we'll repeat the same thing, but for the yi, the cognitive brain, the thinking brain, the idea is it calms you, either your consciousness and your sort of busyness and what have you, or the thinking brain with to-do lists and everything like that. So it's about just calming it. So this next time we're doing starting up in exactly the same way with fingers, palms facing up with middle fingers touching. And again, we're going to go to the throat, sorry, the forehead, the throat, and the heart. We're going to come up to the top. And when we come to the top, we're going to make a triangle because this is an earth element exercise. So we're going to have our thumbs touching and our forefingers touching. We've got that triangle in front of the forehead, and then we're just pushing our hands down, turning our hands so the palms are facing up, coming up to the forehead, making the triangle, and then pushing down. In back up, and again it's inhale up, make a triangle, exhale down. We're just doing three more to the forehead. I'm going to move to the throat area. So inhale up in your triangle at the throat and pushing down. Inhale up and then pushing down. And three more here. Now we're going to go to the throat, to the heart. And again, inhale up, turn, making a triangle, exhale down. And three more. Now just pausing at the bottom and back into the flowing breeze, swaying willow. I'll be quiet for the next couple of minutes while the body just moves in whatever way it wants to move. Or if it doesn't want to move, that's fine. Very gently coming into stillness, We're going to move into phase four, which is the consolidation phase. So we really have two options in phase four. You can either have your hands resting on your lower abdomen, the lower dantian, which is one of the energy gates, the energy centers. There's three, there's the upper, which is around sort of the chest area. There's the middle, which is sort of around about the sternum, our stomach area. And then there's the lower, which is the lower dantian, which is the biggest of the energy centers. And so you can either have your hands on this, or you can have your hands by your side, and then just focusing your attention on that lower abdomen. And I'll be quiet for a moment while you're able to do that. And again, noticing any sensations that are arising. Very gently, we're going to move into the closing sequence. So, we're going to start by just rubbing our hands together, generating some warmth in the palms of your hands. And if you wish, you can always finish this closing sequence either standing or obviously, if you're seated and you've been seated the whole way through, then you're still seated, that's fine. But if you've been standing the whole way through and you just like to sit down for this last couple of minutes, then you're welcome to do this closing sequence sitting down as well. So once you've generated this nice lot of warmth, just bring your hands over your eyes, your eyes closed, and just feeling the warmth of the hands. And then just gently bringing the hands and just tapping the hands over the eyes, just blinking your eyes open and closed as you're doing this. Now we're just going to massage the face. So it's going to take our hands, starting at the chin, so the hands are sort of either side of the chin, just pushing your hands up towards your forehead and then just bringing them down by the ears. So pushing them sort of up around the nose, over the forehead, and down the ear, down by the side of the ears, or just in front of the ears, I should say. In two more. We're going to do the same, but we're going to extend it. So we're going to go up towards the forehead, then just taking your hands through your head, going back down the neck, up in front of the neck, and repeating it. So up the face, across the head, down the back of the neck, and to the front of the neck. So just doing those a few times, just generating some heat. and also activating some of the meridians that are running through the face and the head. Doing two more. And then just taking the palm of your hand, or the little fleshy bit by your thumb, the bottom of the thumb on the hand, and then just rubbing the temple either side of your eyes, just in a nice circular movement. And then just doing one more. And then just taking your finger and your forefinger and your thumb, and then just going at the top of the ear, and then just bring it down towards the earlobe, the outer bit of the ear, and then coming down towards the earlobe, coming back to the top, and then doing that a few times. Doing one more. And then taking the palms of your hand, covering your ears, and then just tapping the back of your head, either by drumming your forefinger off your middle finger, or you can drum all of the fingers of your own. So we're doing that 24 times. So I'll let you do that on your own. And then when you've finished, just pausing for a moment and you're just noticing whatever's arising. You may feel there's nothing, you may feel there's tingling. And it's going to be unique to everybody, and it's also unique each time you do it. So it's never the same. So sometimes I'll feel a lot of tingling in my feet, my lower legs, my arms, my hands, my head. At other times, I'll only feel it in my fingers. So I say it's about saying, that's fine, that's what it is that day. So I hope you've enjoyed the second half of Shibashi set one, exercises 10 to 18, 18 A and B, as an intermittent flow. And thank you very much for taking part.